Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how are you doing? You feel okay? What's bothering you? Maybe we can help. This is a help show. And we're looking for opportunities to help you help yourself and to be able to help you also. So for this show, we're going to be speaking again with Steve Gottlieb, who is our Emotional Freedom Technique EFT expert.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Steve. Welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And what we're interested in is, you know, what is it that we don't know about ourselves? How can we fix ourselves in ways that we're not addressing, that we're not paying attention to, or haven't realized that it's something to fix? You know, there are ways that we need to tap into questions about ourselves, about our lives, that have underlying struggle in them. And I know there's a little background noise that we've tried to adjust, but I don't think it's bothering us enough. Hopefully our listeners won't be bothered enough by it. So Steve, I'm so glad that we can talk about this, because you use your insights, your intuition, and your long experience in helping people to understand what is it that we need to clear that we might not be recognizing.
Right? Yeah. You know, when people come to see me, they usually have some sort of a problem that's on their mind that they want to address. And they may see it as in a specific way. There might be a story around it, or there might be just a general sense that things aren't working right. Very often the term, there's some block, you know, they have a block to achieving this or getting through to that, or they don't feel correct emotionally. Things are not working for them. In the world, things are not working for them the way they are, but they may not be sure what it is. So there's an opportunity to sort of explore with them. Really what I'm looking for is to see where their emotional wounds are. And that takes us to a deeper level of understanding of what their core makeup is, maybe how their life has been, you know, filled with various different kinds of traumatic events that have shaped their thinking and their belief systems, and how these wounds reflect those things. At some point, I'm hoping that through the dialogue and the emotional freedom technique, we're opening up to a landscape where I hear them reveal a core belief, a wound, that it really expresses what the deeper nature of the problem is, and something that they may have not even been consciously aware of before they came to see me.
Right. And then it's the opportunity from that to clear it,
yeah,
using the tapping techniques and the scripting and the rescripting that,
yes,
you do while they're tapping,
yes,
that actually changes the script in their brain.
It literally does.
Yeah. And so the idea, this is so powerful, is to look for hidden scripts,
mm-hmm,
that we have, that our brain has,
mm-hmm,
that is running our life through that script.
Yes.
Based on self-protection, based on defense techniques, self-defense in,
sure,
life.
Yeah.
From very early childhood, in ways that our brains have decided it needs to control things.
Right. Or survive. This is a survival technique.
It's right, control for technique. Survival.
This is the way I need to behave to get my needs met. And when you're an infant, your needs are, you know, I need protection. I need to make sure my parents don't get mad at me.
That's one of the ways. There are many. Or I need my parents to get mad at me to show me they love me.
Yeah, well, that could be another way that somebody realizes, well, I can get their attention this way.
Yeah, exactly. So there are many ways that we operate subliminally.
Oh, totally. Yes.
Yeah. And to uncover those has a dramatic dramatically shift our lives.
Yeah.
To relieve us of these programs that don't serve us at all, and in ways that actually make trouble for us.
Yeah.
That we unconsciously, our survival technique thinks that it's actually helping us survive that way.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you know, often people will come when they realize that there's some part of their life that's not working, or they see repetitive patterns in dysfunctions in work and in their family and other relationships. But they don't understand at this point why all that's happening. You know, so we have to look at what the patterns are by examining specific things, specific examples of where that's occurring. And as we work through those things, we can see common threads. In EFT, what we do is, if somebody is expressing an emotion around an event that disturbs them now, we may ask them to go back to the earliest memory of when that feeling was impressed upon them. And all of a sudden, it might open up a doorway to great insight about something that happened, maybe, you know, even before they were 10 years old, and they remember, you know, seeing their mother and their father argue and feeling that same emotion of fear, or feeling that, you know, that they're not in control of the world, whatever it might be. And then that takes us deeper and deeper, and we find a core truth that the world's not safe, or I can't take care of myself, or whatever it is. That becomes their operating system, their script that is no longer functioning for them, because it's really not true. But as far as they know, for the last 40 years, that's what they believed, even on a subliminal level, that that's their truth.
Yes, well, we're fed a lot of fear through the media, through...
You know. Well, that just resonates with all the essential idea that, you know, it's not safe and I can't control my world.
Right. You know? And so I believe that everybody is insecure in one way or another, and some people can manage it better.
Yeah.
Some people... can't manage it at all.
Yeah.
And some people, many people are in denial. You know, many people are feel very aggressive and powerful and think that they're okay, but they're actually insecure. And that's why they need to overreact to things.
Yeah. Well, that overreaction becomes their, you know, the way of operating. That's their technique in the world. And if you were to try to explain to them how the energy that they carry through that behavior is not good for them or anybody else, they might push back, because that's been the way they've always gotten things done.
Right. So we can't always ask ourselves the best questions about ourselves.
Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. Because you so strongly believe who you are, and, you know, and what all that entails in terms of your belief systems and your operating strategies in the world.
Right. And so there are so many ways that we can address this. You know, people go for therapy.
Yeah.
And then they talk about all their stories in life and feelings, and somehow at some point can identify fears and dysfunctions that were hidden from them. But there are other ways of addressing it, and EFT, you know, it can actually open doors, because it's like an onion taking layers off.
Right.
And right. When you start freeing yourself from one layer, your brain will feel strong enough to open up another layer that you can.
Yeah, yeah. It seems that there are subconscious parts of ourselves that know that we need to be protected from those wounds and those difficult emotions. And when we tap on the things on the surface, we're peeling away some layers where we can have access to those things that before it was just too much. People wouldn't want to go there. EFT tends to look for emotional problems to solve, And most people spend most of their life avoiding the emotions that might be problematic, like, you know, just not going there or trying to, you know, move their mind to a more positive place. But those problems, whether we're aware of them or not, follow us wherever we go. They're part of our energetic makeup.
Right. And the thing is that in EFT, we script these negative feelings, thoughts, emotions to relieve people of them. So people might be afraid of exposing them to themselves.
Yeah.
And say, oh, I don't want to go through this because I don't want to know what's wrong.
Yeah.
And feel like there might be too much suffering in that.
That's right.
But yet, it's just the opportunity to bring it to the surface so we can tap it off.
Yeah, you know, it's like a detox, you know, it's like we've got all this crap in our body and we don't necessarily want to go through the trouble of detoxing because we know it's going to be pretty messy getting, you know, shedding all those toxins out of our physical body. But when we're done with it, it feels so much better.
Right.
Then there's also the idea that if people have been into therapy or don't want to go to therapy, most of the time they remember really how bad those, you know, situations and circumstances were. And they have an innate sense of what the emotional turbulence is around those. So they just don't want to go there. And they don't understand that with EFT, there are gentle techniques that we use to be able to safely go there. And wouldn't it be nice to identify these problems and have a simple way of releasing them?
Right. And let's look just briefly at how you have seen people respond to releasing them.
Oh my God, Peter, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so it is an endless thing. But, you know, somebody it might be carrying a burden, you know, or a shame, or a memory of a traumatic event that is affecting them to this day, and they still are aware of how they've been conditioned by these events, and maybe they've been carrying it around for 40 or 50 years. And once we're able to tap in a safe way, to expose ourselves to the emotions that are connected to all of those memories and those events and tap on them, we're literally reshaping the way our body's energy system carries that event. And the brain stops telling the stress response of the body to react based upon that old memory. And once they're freed from that, their entire life can change. They're no longer carrying this burden. And not only that, but the way we think about ourselves in relationship to that event is totally new now because we're no longer carrying the same negative imprints in the brain associated with whatever that trauma or that belief system is there. We literally can now automatically think about how we can reshape our thinking towards more opportunity, towards more positive nature. And people feel lifted. They feel the burden is gone. And what I do is I have them now take what the problem was and flip it around and lay a positive affirmation on it. And now the positive affirmation feels very, very true, where before their positive affirmation didn't feel so true because it was coming up against all of the struggle from what was there.
Right.
It was the emotion of the trauma released. All of a sudden, I can be free, I can have a great relationship, I can be happy. All of those things feel so true that they start to feel the energy moving in a positive direction through that statement. It's very powerful.
I remember in the very early years of doing this, maybe in the first year that we learned EFT, that I had somebody who couldn't drive over bridges, couldn't cross bridges.
Yeah.
And felt very hampered by that because there are a lot of bridges that we're driving, that we're riding in cars that we need to go across. And we did EFT to relieve that. And next time I saw that person, he said, my gosh, the next day I was driving over every bridge I could find.
Yeah, I mean, I laugh at that, but you know, for somebody who can't drive over bridges for all of their life, I mean, we've done them a huge favor, but we never really found out why the fear of bridges came up. And that's another nice thing about using a process like EFT. We don't really have to really figure out why the problem is there. We just have to try to work on the problem so that if there is a core to the problem, we can discover it as an emotional event and release it.
Right.
And then they're free from it. Whereas most people think they have to analyze things.
This is very important, that it's not about digging out, you know, the deepest dirt you can find. It's really working on your reaction to having the dirt there.
Exactly. Really. Very powerful. Very powerful idea. So because most people aren't aware that there are tools and techniques that they can use to help themselves, they really just don't know that they can be helped. They may go to therapy, and therapy is nice because you can talk about it. But really, we're working on an energetic realm here. If you're carrying trauma and there's emotion associated with it, that's an energy form that's living in our body. And we're carrying around whether we think about it or not. So the problem with conventional talk therapy is it really doesn't address the energy problem that is keeping the brain resonating in a certain way. So once you expose people to these traumas so that they can remember them and feel the emotion of them and tap on the body, we're literally turning a key in the brain, because we've all heard how neuroplastic the brain is. But it's not neuroplastic until we open up those channels for neuroplasticity to happen.
Right. So it's really about tackling the what of our struggle rather than the why of our struggle.
Absolutely. You know, very often in the rescripting, you know, we have various different questions that we check. And in EFT, we call these psychological reversals. So if I have somebody tap on a problem, for example, an affirmation that says I can be happy, I'll say, tap with me. And of course, my intuition is locating this. So even though it's not good for others for me to be happy, I deeply include accept myself. So at first, you know, the person might say, why wouldn't it be good for others? What does that mean? But there's some part of our subconscious that knows exactly what the landscape is. We don't have to actually go there and explore that. Why might that be? We just need to basically rescript that part of the brain that's set in the wrong, it has its switches set in the wrong direction.
Love that. So I want the audience to know that we've done previous shows where you've actually led us through how to do this tapping and what to say, you know, how to tackle it properly in previous shows. And I remember the last one was very helpful. And so people might want to go to the archives at energystew.podbean.com and look back several months ago at the archives to find the show that you actually guide us through tapping and how to say what we want to say.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very fundamental, you know, exercise that we did. And what I'm talking about with you here is once we have an insight to where a person's problem is, then we can tune in to the reasons why their energy system would tank if they were to try to say a positive affirmation about something that they want. So I didn't really explain how that works, because that really requires, maybe working with somebody like yourself or myself who has the ability to intuit and muscle test to actually determine where their energy system goes weak if they were to say a certain phrase. In other words,
we're challenging them to hold the truth of what they say, and we'll muscle test them to see if their bodies weaken or not from what they say, which means that they can't hold the truth of that statement.
Right. But then again, people can do it for themselves if they are able to tune into the emotions that they feel when they try to express what it is that they want. And then all of a sudden they can hear their minds tell them all the reasons why they can't have what they want, or the emotions that might come up. If they want to say, I can be happy, all of a sudden I might say, well, tune in to see what that feels like. And they might go, well, you know, it doesn't really feel good when I say it, because I'm getting a really, you know, sick stomach feeling. And so you can go ahead and tap on the sick stomach feeling. And as you remove these emotional links, all of a sudden I can be happy starts to feel better and better and stronger and stronger.
No, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because this also works physically.
Yeah.
And it's shown in blood tests and all kinds of laboratory testing that EFT actually changes the physiology of the body.
Yeah, in many different ways. One of the biggest things it does is it turns off the production of cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and it turns on the production of DHEA, which is a healing hormone, and it can actually change the way our genes are expressed by turning good genes on and bad genes off.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
So that's why you're so dedicated to this, because you really see how valuable this is for people and in very applicable ways.
Many, many different ways, yes.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to ask you also, this is just a subject matter about using EFT, is forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because people might say, well, what does this have to do with being able to forgive or not? And isn't that really a good healing technique?
Yeah.
And, you know, forgiveness isn't so easy to accomplish, because you really have to be in a mind frame or emotional state that you can forgive.
Yeah. That's exactly how we would point EFT towards the problem. If you look at all the reasons emotionally or psychologically why you can't forgive somebody, that will give you all of the mechanisms that you need to be able to tap on those issues. But maybe it's important just to set up the conversation and say, well, why forgive? I mean, if somebody did you harm, why would you want to forgive that person?
Well, it might be the opportunity just to clear our angers and fears and resentments and be free of that.
Right.
And let that person be that person.
Yeah.
You know, certainly you don't forgive people who might have harmed you and then they're going to come back and harm you again.
Yeah. Well, some of those people might be dead. But the point is, I know people who have said things like, you know, I'll never forgive this person. I'll take this to my grave. So when I hear that, my heart sinks, because I know that person's carrying around a burden that they can free themselves from. And it's not about actually forgiving the person. It's about finding forgiveness for themselves and releasing them and freeing themselves from the burden. So there's a lot of resistance when somebody has been harmed by somebody because of the sense of justice and fairness. So why would they want to go and forgive that person? So once you realize that you're carrying the burden, your unforgiveness is a burden on you, got nothing to do with the other person, then you might want to be motivated towards finding a ways of forgiving and releasing this so you're not carrying it anymore.
Yeah. Now, I was just thinking of the healing technique Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
Where you actually not only forgive the other person, but you also forgive yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your consciousness is part of the creation of anything else in the universe.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very profound technique, because what you're doing is you're buying into the idea that you can say a forgiveness affirmation and it's going to actually have an impact on yourself and a resonant response, you know, in the world.
Right. You know?
And that's why that's been used. Because people have done it, and all kinds of things have changed where nothing else was done, just except one person going around doing ho'oponopono, you know, in their environment.
Right. Yeah. So there are many ways to understand how shifting consciousness shifts life, because we're programmed, we're in patterns, and there are many patterns that we're just part of our personality. That's fine.
Yeah.
But there are so many patterns that are conditioned into us.
Yeah.
From our environment that we want to decondition ourselves.
Well, yeah. Well, one of the things I love about human design is that it shows us where all of the patterns are lined up that we're wired for. But then we have two different sides of these things. You know, we have the not self and the self, and many of us are acting out of our shadow selves, which is one potential of the wiring that is who we are. And then as we evolve, as we forgive, as we heal, as we grow spiritually, we start to take on more positive attributes that those same wiring, those same channels provide for us. And we can see how those things that were detriments to us become our greatest gifts.
Right. And Yes, and we allow ourselves to live truly as we're here to live.
Yeah. So I've been watching a bit as I've been doing my own self-healing work and my own EFT, how various aspects of who I am are starting to finally shift over into the positive aspects of it.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah. And it takes time, you know? I mean, what the amazing thing about EFT is we can release a problem almost immediately. You know, a guy has not been able to go over bridges for a year. Somebody's been carrying a burden of unforgiveness for years and years and years. We really, really can release this so quickly sometimes that it's not even imaginable by most people, which is why they don't go out and seek this kind of help, because it doesn't seem rational that we can help people that much. But once we free ourselves from that, it takes time to grow spiritually and to adapt to who we are now, because literally we are operating from a different frequency of consciousness. So we have to learn about what that actually gives us, the opportunity to grow, you know, and raise our level of consciousness, see things in a different way.
Great. Steve Gottlieb, so we're nearing the end of the show. Wow. And it would be great for people to utilize this information. And how can people reach you?
Well, probably the best way to find me is on one of my websites. So www.empoweryourtrueself.com is a good way to find me. And also there's a lot of resources on that website that talk about EFT and other kind of spiritual healing tools. I'm available on the phone, 914-997-7873. So I can talk to anybody and offer them a consultation, a complimentary consultation, to discuss how these kinds of tools might apply to their kind of situation of concern.
That's great. And you live in White Plains, New York.
I do, and I do most of my work this way via Zoom and telephone.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so glad we could do this.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
You're a wonderful resource.
Yeah, thanks.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. And I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.